Writer and teacher Gerald Early is working on a book about Fisk University, a black school in Nashville. He's moved there for the academic year. In the first of a series of occasional commentaries, Early talks about what this experience means to him.
When an editor at one of the major publishing houses approached me 4 years ago to write a book about a black college, I was intrigued, but unsure if I wanted to do it. I didn't know much about black colleges. I never attended one. I had never even set foot on the campus of one until I began coming to Fisk University to learn about the place as the subject for this book. A couple of my aunts had gone to Cheney State Teachers College in Pennsylvania. This was back in the very early 1960s. They commuted from South Philadelphia, an arduous endeavor. They had to get up at the crack of dawn and did not get back home until late in the evening. I wondered when they studied. They were persistent and earned their degrees, which impressed me greatly. In my little boy's mind, though, I was afraid to go to college if the only option was a black college. I thought going to a black college to be a mighty hard thing. But I didn't know at the time that black folk getting an education in the United States has always had its moments of sheer physical hardship. In the mid-1960s, when my oldest sister was accepted at Temple University, a white state school, my family was very happy. It was considered a great breakthrough. Naturally, when it was time for me to go to college in 1970, I never thought about going to a black college. Everyone who advised me in high school was against that idea. I grew up in Philadelphia and used to ride past the University of Pennsylvania on a streetcar. I decided I wanted to go there because it was rich and white and thus had prestige. As a black boy trying to make it in a white society, I thought I needed all the prestige I could get. What made this easier was that white colleges had opened their doors and virtually every black kid I knew who was college-bound then was encouraged to go to one. When I was offered this chance to study Fisk University in Nashville as an institution, I realized that learning what a black college is like has deep personal meaning for me. What had I missed, and what had I avoided? What had I lost by not going to a black college, and what had I gained? What is missing from my identity because I never had this experience of black community? And what did I learn to make up for this lacking? Ultimately, the only way to know myself truly and to know black people is to understand how and why black community works and doesn't work. The nature of our society, Ralph Ellison said, is such that we are prevented from knowing who we are. This is especially true for black people. That is why black students come to Fisk these days. That is why I have come here. Every day I walk across the campus, I see the statue of W.E.B. Du Bois, Fisk's most famous alumnus, and think about his idea of double consciousness, that one is ever mindful of being two distinct beings, a black and an American, and they are largely unreconciled concepts. I think every black person is afflicted with this division, and I've come to Fisk to understand my own version of it. I've learned, as I've spent more time on the Fisk campus, that there is no hope that I'll ever resolve it.
Gerald Early teaches English and heads the Department of African and Afro-American Studies at Washington University in St. Louis.